Corporation of Bristol Housing Estates, 10th of June 1936.
Dear Sir, the dwelling which you occupy at present is not considered suitable for a family to live in, and an order has been made for the house to be pulled down. You are now offered a house which will be easy to keep clean, very light and cheerful. There will be a gas-heated copper for your washing and a bath. A large garden will help you to provide vegetables for your family.
To avoid any vermin being taken from the present house to your new home, the Housing Committee are prepared to arrange for the removal and fumigation of all your household effects. As you will not be able to use your own furniture for a short time, the committee are prepared to offer you temporary accommodation for 3 days. Everything necessary for household use except food will be provided without charge. Coal and light, washing and cleaning materials will be given free. Arrangements can be made for you and any members of your family to have disinfectant baths at the disinfecting station, Feeder Road, St. Philip's. Personal clothing can be treated there whilst baths are being taken. The Housing Committee realise that you have been living under very undesirable conditions and that in worn-out houses it is very difficult to get rid of vermin. But there will be no excuse in the new house. Do not buy second-hand furniture, bedding or pictures unless you are quite sure that the articles are free from vermin.
Insects do not like soap and hot water, and they also dislike dusters and polish. So if in the new house you keep your windows open and keep your bodies and clothing, floors and stairs, furniture and bedding clean, use the duster frequently on all skirtings and ledges, you are not likely to be troubled again with vermin.
Within reason, everything has been done to make your new home as comfortable and convenient as possible. Life isn't going to be all work for the housewife. The new house will be so easy to keep clean, and it will be well worth looking after. Full details of all arrangements made with regard to removal, etc., are printed on the back of this letter. Yours faithfully, A.W. Smith, Secretary.